Troy Mayor Patrick Madden gave his first annual address of his second term Wednesday night. Democrat Patrick Madden is beginning his second four-year term, speaking before a crowd at the newly renovated top floor of the Headley Building on River Street. Madden touted progress over the last 4 years, improvement to the city's finances, infrastructure, and ongoing development, to name a few. But some announcements drew a particularly enthusiastic response from the crowd.
I am delighted to report that we have reached an agreement with the county regarding the construction of the South Troy Industrial Roadway.
The South Troy Industrial Roadway has been a long-awaited project to divert trucks from South Troy neighborhoods and at the same time open up land along the Hudson River for redevelopment.
With this matter resolved, we should be going out to bid in a couple of weeks. This is a win-win-win for the City of Troy, the County of Rensselaer, and the residents of South Troy.
Prior to the announcement, city officials waited for months for a final signature on the 1.3-mile project from Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin. City Council President Carmela Mantello, a Republican, said South Trojans have seen the foundations of their buildings crack as a result of heavy trucks moving through the residential area.
People have endlessly endured these trucks going through their neighborhood. The South Troy Industrial Roadway, the council actually bonded money to match the state and federal grants that we've received. It's just a matter of the county signing off for some of the property to make that happen, to go out with RFP and break ground. So this is a huge step forward.
Another big announcement, more movement on finding a new home for city operations.
I am pleased to announce we are putting the final touches on our request for qualifications in RFQ to secure a commercial real estate services partner to assist in assessing operational needs, financial capacity, and possible locations for a new city hall.
For the last few years, the city has rented a floor of the Headley Building, a few floors below where the mayor gave his address, for $400,000 a year. Prior to that, a temporary city hall was located at a former Verizon building. The former City Hall in Monument Square was knocked down 9 years ago. Prior to its demolition, City Councilor Ken Zalewski, now Council President Pro Tem, was chair of a City Hall review committee.
You know, our recommendation was we should probably stay in the building until we have an alternative. Unfortunately, the way things work, that building ended up being demolished, and we've kind of been floating around. The city's been floating around ever since.
A virtual crater has existed in its place ever since the former City Hall's demolition, with work ongoing to locate a new structure on the property. There has been a push in the past to create a new City Hall at One Monument Square, an idea supported by Council President Mantello. Mantello was largely pleased by the mayor's address.
You know, I would say overall, thumbs up, but certainly there are issues that I plan to talk about next month at the legislative address that, you know, might counter a little bit, but we're going to continue working together. And really, neighborhoods, I want to see that number one priority and the waterfront, because certainly we can do more when it comes to revitalizing our neighborhoods.
In his speech, Madden announced that the city would seek to create an historic district for the city's Lansingburg neighborhood, pursue redevelopment of the Taylor Apartments into mixed-income housing, and renovate the 7th Avenue Pocket Park, and improve riverfront access through multiple projects. To hear Mayor Madden's 2020 State of the City address in its entirety, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.